President Trump is set to host an exclusive dinner tonight for top investors in the meme coin he launched just days before his inauguration. A select few from this mostly anonymous group will also receive a private tour of the White House. Now, questions about conflicts of interest surrounding President Trump are nothing new, but as NPR's Scott Newman reports, this event is drawing renewed scrutiny over potential ethical concerns.
In his first term, much of the discussion over Trump's presidential ethics centered around the foreign dignitaries and lobbyists who patronized his company's hotel in the nation's capital. That sparked legal challenges focused on the Emoluments Clause of the Constitution, which prohibits federal officials from accepting gifts, payments, or other benefits from foreign governments. But Norm Eisen, an ethics advisor to former President Barack Obama, says tonight's events heighten that concern.
This dinner represents one of the most profound ethics and constitutional emoluments violations.
Of the 220 attendees at the Trump National Golf Club outside Washington tonight, the top 25 investors will also get a tour of the White House with the president himself. At the head of that list is Chinese-born cryptocurrency entrepreneur Justin Sun. Sun was charged with fraud in 2023 by the Securities and Exchange Commission. The case is still pending. A White House official who spoke on condition of anonymity said the meme coin has nothing to do with the White House. In a statement the White House emailed to NPR, Deputy Press Secretary Anna Kelly responded to the ethics question saying, quote, "The president is working to secure good deals for the American people, not for himself." Despite gaining in value in the lead-up to the dinner, the Trump coin has proven extremely volatile. Investment advisor Michael Lee describes himself as a Trump supporter. He's a fan of Bitcoin, too, but he has no interest in the Trump coin.
Meme coins are not investments, and I would go so far as to say they're not even speculative investments. It's even riskier than going to, like, the dog track.
Eisen is especially concerned about the precedent this sets.
It will put a for sale sign on the White House and will serve as a precedent for future presidents to sell out the public interest to the highest foreign bidder.
And that, he says, would have serious national security implications. Scott Newman, NPR News, Washington.